In the courtroom of life, we all play our roles. Some of us are the prosecutors, others the witnesses, some are the sketch artists, making fun little caricatures of murderers. My role as a therapist is, of course, to judge. Judge everything my patients say and do from high. And all I ask of them is to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help them. Me. Welcome to Say More. A cup of tea for you and me, patisserie, say more. I'll lend an ear to hear your fear of why you weird, say more. You gotta dig a little deeper, baby. Focus on yourself. Don't worry about my credentials. A mental spa, a blah, 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 je ne sais quoi, French. Say more, say more. What's wrong with you? Welcome, everyone, to Say More. As always, I'm joined by two human people, two humans. And that's what this podcast is about, talking about how difficult it is to be human and how challenging it can be to be in relationship with those humans. So welcome, Ryan and Beth.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So what brings the two of you here?
Do you want me to start?
If you want to start, you can start.
Ryan is a partner at a firm that we both formerly worked at. And he travels considerably, runs in some pretty hotshot circles, a lot of travel, longer hours. And fact of the matter is, I think something's going on.
I mean, I think basically Beth needs a hobby or something. I feel like she's, I feel like maybe you're starting to lose it a little bit, you know.
Say more, starting to lose it. What does that mean?
Well, she's getting these ideas in her head that are kind of based in not reality. But I don't want to speak for her.
It's important for partners to speak for each other. What do you think are the ideas that she's getting in her head?
Well, she seems to think that I am having affairs, and doing drugs, and gambling, and, participating in sex parties, orgies.
And Beth, you're having a feeling?
I am having a big feeling because a bottle of Vicodin disappeared from my medicine cabinet. And I asked Ryan directly before he traveled, and he denied it. Said it was probably our housekeeper.
Or it could have been the kids, I mean.
Our kids are young.
No, the kids are starting very early these days.
See? And also, I want to interject that you're making it out like you're the only one who does any parenting, but I see them a lot via Zoom, but still, you know.
Ryan zooms in every night before dinner for 15 minutes, 5:45. And he has to often work late. Four nights a week he works late, very late. And I understand the responsibilities of the job because, as I will remind you, I was also a partner in our firm.
Let's talk about that, Beth. So you used to work and now you're...
I'm a full-time mom.
And that makes you
homemaker,
feel...
Homemaker, very accomplished.
And accomplishments are important because...
Because they signify our worth to ourselves and others, and set an example for our children.
And examples are to be set because?
Because we don't want our children to grow up to be slouches.
And a slouch is?
A person who sits around on their fat ass.
Ooh.
So you used to work at this firm.
Yes. Look, lawyers work hard, and I understand that Ryan works hard. However, the amount of time he maintains that is necessary for ongoing client relationships feels excessive to me.
Hmm. Ryan, what is it about taxes that makes you feel like you need to spend so much time with your client?
Well, you know, I'm dealing with some pretty big corporate entities here and their tax liabilities and, you know.
And just a follow-up question on that. As a therapist, can I deduct Netflix?
As a therapist, I would doubt it. I would doubt it.
Well, what about you? What do you think, Beth?
I suppose we could talk about this offline.
I like that. Yeah. Thank you, Beth. So let's talk to Beth then now. So Beth, you're having a problem with trust. Trust is an issue.
I'm having a hard time trusting, Ryan. I admit to that. That's one of my scary areas for sure. But at this point, the actual evidence is somewhat high. There are charges that I'm not familiar with. There are cell phone numbers I have never seen before. There are, frankly, subscriptions to things that I'm uncomfortable with.
What subscriptions are uncomfortable for you?
Love.net. I would love to know what Love.net is.
Love.net, as I recall, it has to do with people seeking love online and specifically sex, sexual partners. People to hook up with, you know. It used to be called hookuptown.com.
Love is a nicer name.
It is. I appreciated that rebranding. But it's because of, you know, one of our clients has an ownership in love.com. And so it's important for me to understand the ins and outs of that business.
I'm just going to look it up real quick.
I'm going to warn you that there's some pretty upsetting pictures on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that was possible either.
Everyone is of legal age. I do know that.
Oh, you know, I'm realizing if you look closer, it says love.nut. Love.nut took me to nut.butt, which then sent me down a rabbit hole of images, mostly of rabbits and holes. It was glorious, but like Dorothy, I knew Oz couldn't last forever, and so I clicked my heels and headed back into the black and white room of therapy. Would you be interested in knowing what I'm hearing Beth say?
Sure, sure.
Because what I'm hearing Beth say is, tell me the truth.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I'm here, and I can handle it. And I hear Ryan saying, I am telling you the truth.
Oh.
But you do not believe me.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's exactly right.
And we're standing at a moment where suspected and infidelity are, you know, there are cross streets, if you will. Meet me on the corner of suspected and infidelity. And boy, not to get excited about something that's causing you a lot of pain, but when I see a crossroads, I light up because this is where the work starts. So congratulations on the beginning of the work.
Thank you.
Thanks.
So we're going to do a little trauma-informed therapy technique. Do either one of you know O.J. Simpson personally?
Not personally.
Well, O.J. Simpson wrote a book a while ago called If I Did It. Do you remember that book? It was kind of a treaty on, or a treatise, or what is the word?
A transom. That's a window. A manifestation.
He wrote a manifestation on what it would be like if he did it. Right? Can we try on this idea of Ryan? Would you be interested in experimenting with the idea that you have been unfaithful? And if you were unfaithful, what would be something you would tell Beth in this moment about it? Using the if I did it structure to give Beth a sense of peace of mind that you're admitting to something she feels has happened.
Right. That's easy enough,
great.
I think.
Yeah. Great. So just off the top of your head, making it up, of course.
Right.
Here's what I believe Ryan has done, since we're going to go down this road. I believe that Ryan has had an ongoing affair, probably with an assistant. I believe that Ryan, when he travels, meets partners from Love.net.
Great. Beth, let's pause. And Ryan?
Wow. Where to start? Okay. If I did it, I would never have an affair with my assistant. That's just sort of workplace jeopardy. Everybody knows that. If I did it, I would have an affair with Alexis, who is another partner at the firm. I mean, we would probably take extended lunch breaks and run down to the Four Points by Sheraton, sex, make love, and a variety of satisfying positions. Straighten ourselves up and head back into the office. If I did it, that's what it would be. And I mean,
Ryan then went on to list a variety of people, places, and things he did.
But, I wouldn't limit it to Alexis. I mean, if I did it, I'd probably hang out with my Pilates instructor, Kamiko, that lovely barista at our favorite Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, Anastasia.
I would go to
Nassau and Vegas and New York and Paris and Macau. Spend a lot of our money at high-stakes tables.
Probably want to take that money and go a little crazy with it.
Employing the services of a lady of the evening or several and, have a shebang, a shebang.
I think if I did it, there would be certainly drugs involved.
Some special K, some LSD, lots of coke, some big winnings, and everybody had gone in on an enormous multi-room suite.
Just found the people that you had been wanting to fuck
and just really going at it hard.
Somebody licking my testicles,
giving it to somebody else in the mouth, and then my phone goes off, and it's my timer, and it's like, oh, shit, I've got to do FaceTime with the kids. So I'm like, shut up, everybody. Shut up. I got to do 15 minutes of FaceTime.
Talk about school and what's happening, with the Octonauts. And then,
get back to it. If I did it. I mean, yeah.
Beautiful work. Very moving. Thank you. Ryan, how do you feel?
Yeah. I mean, mentally a little exhausted from just the calisthenics of coming up with all those what-if scenarios, but...
Beth, are you okay? I just want to check... just want to check in with Beth. Beth, how's this feeling in your body?
I left my body, if I'm being honest. I feel like I'm hanging over the room a little bit.
Well, sometimes that can be a great way to protect yourself. A lot of times during surgery... And in some, people feel like they're floating above themselves on the table. And this is, in a way, a type of emotional surgery without anesthesia by an unlicensed doctor. So what I've heard Ryan say is, if I may, Ryan, if I did it, it would be wonderful. It would be novel and exciting. And I would tell you it's not happening. And Alexis would be involved and other people in Macau. So, Beth, if you could then take that in, try to find a way to get back into the chair. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yes.
And play your side of this game. Which is, if these things were, let's say, true.
Okay.
If Ryan did do it, you would then
Okay. If everything Ryan just said were true, I would contact a divorce lawyer immediately.
I have a couple numbers I can give you.
Great. I would probably contact a very good divorce lawyer.
That I can't give you.
I would confront Alexis, who I consider a very close friend.
Beth then went on to list all the practical things she would have to do if Ryan had, in fact, done it. It was a real bummer of a list.
I would get out of our summer house that we share with Alexis this summer. Rebook camps for the kids. As a result, particularly disappointing to our son, Brandon, because all of his best friends were going to be there. Alexis' son and Brandon are very, very close.
Go to the doctor to make sure I'm checked for STDs.
Is that Ryan also have to get similar blood work
done?
His HR person and talk to them about whether or not those are covered under our health plan.
Get rid of the house, but as a result, I'd probably have to look for an area that had a pretty strong public school.
Probably have to revisit our prenup. And of course, the likelihood of the inheritance from his dad.
So now that we have investigated what would happen if...
Yeah.
If he did it, then this would happen.
Yeah.
Where are you at in terms of how you feel about whether it happened? So I guess my question to you is, did he do it?
Well, I guess I'm going to go with no.
I agree. I don't think he did. I think that's smart.
Thank God. I mean, I'm glad you've come to your senses, Beth. Good Lord.
I think that we might want to carve out a little time, Beth, for you to play this game in a fun way, which is, and Ryan, if you're open to this.
I don't know what you're heading towards.
Oh, I see. I thought maybe you were ahead of me, but I realize you're not. If Beth could entertain us with her thoughts of if she did it, right? Because what's good for the goose or could be good for the goose is also good for the gander. So
if I were to have done
she's the goose.
The things that I'm...
That's right. Sorry, Beth. Who is the goose?
What is a gander?
The gander is the male, then, yes.
Yeah.
So what's good for the gander is good for the goose is what...
Okay. Is that right?
Okay.
I don't know.
Should we say mallard and...
Yeah, I shouldn't have.
Say mare and stud.
And sow.
What's good for the sow?
Sow is good for the
stud, is good for the mare.
Yeah, what's good for the... women can have affairs, too.
Okay.
I think is what I'm trying
tracking.
To say.
Yep. I'm sorry, I wasn't tracking.
I was being obtuse. And
sometimes the metaphor.
Yeah, I know.
A little tangled.
So if you were to have an affair...
I were.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
What would it look like if you were to have an affair? Play around in that for a while.
I would never, that's not the kind of person that I would think of myself, but if I were someone who, would fall in love, let's say, with, my best friend Alexis's husband, David. If I were, and just let's say we were in a Proust reading group.
You don't have to play this game if you don't want to, Beth.
I'm okay doing it. I think I'm going to do this. Because it's a very hypothetical.
It's quite hypothetical. Beth then painted us a beautiful picture of what her affair might look like. This list was way less of a bummer.
Let's just say at our country house, our shared country house on the lake, and we were to go out on a rowboat together. I've been tangled in the secret and in being seen and really being seen. Our respective spouses are off at the office because they're both workaholics and we both feel very marginalized.
I make love on the dock,
just bathed in moonlight, electrified by the danger of being caught. But David and I, and we've just harvested all of the squashes and zucchinis and bell peppers from our country garden, and made a sublime ratatouille.
That sounds delicious. You know what place has produce just as fresh as the garden? Farm Fresh Factory.
Just did an ad.
It's just if you want fresh produce, you know, whether it be your tomatoes or your strawberries, the Farm Fresh Factory is the place to find it. 100% guarantee. 100% fresh or 100% refund. Ryan?
Hmm?
Your head is down, your body language, you're folded up, your knees are up on the chair, and you've put a hat on. So I'm feeling a real retreat.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing, it's just weird.
And when things get weird, you...
get uncomfortable,
when you're
angry.
Angry, you...
pass gas.
Yeah, that means sometimes I pass gas. Not proud of it. Some people, you know, get into fighting mode. My sphincter just kind of releases and... well, it's really bad when I'm really... when I get really angry, I shit myself sometimes.
Well, the body is amazing in how it protects us. Great episode, everyone. Liz, I know I'm supposed to do the credits, but I'm running late for my dinner at Spago, so can you?
Oh.
Thank you, Liz, my producer, everyone. Simply the best. And is my car in the lot? Or?
Valet.
Okay, wonderful. Do I need my slip?
I got it right here.
Okay, she's always on it. Thanks for doing the credits, Liz, just for today.
Okay, I can do the credits. Let's see. Paul Blart Mall Cop. This is an improvised episode of Say More with Dr. Sheila. The cast includes...
Hi, I'm Amy Poehler as Dr. Sheila.
I'm Chris Parnell as Ryan.
And I'm Anna Gasteyer as Beth.
Say More is a presentation of Odyssey and Paper Kite Podcast. It's produced by Best Case Studios. Amy Poehler and Liz Kikowski are writers and executive producers. Alice Stanley Jr. is a writer-producer.
I could listen to Chris Parnell talk.
Oh, God, I love church laughing.
For Best Case Studios, Adam Pincus is executive producer, Suzanne Myers, supervising producer, Hannah Leibowitz-Lockhart and Isabel Evans, producers.
You guys are so enmeshed with Alexis and David.
Well, that's the thing. That's such a fucking shit show. We can't get out
because
we're, like, double coupling. She's fucked.
And also,
Odyssey's executive producers are Jenna Weiss-Berman and Leah Reese-Dennis. Special thanks to the team at Odyssey, Yannickin Berning, Melissa Wester, Kurt Courtney, and Hillary Schuff. And for Paper Kite, Sam Green.
Uncomfortable.
When you're
angry.
Angry, you.
Gas, gas.
Sorry.
It's really bad when I'm really...
Fucking Parnell.
Holly Barber and Alice Stanley Jr. composed the Dr. Sheila theme song. Additional music is by Holly Barber. This episode was edited and mixed by Daniel Turek with assistance from James Hansen. We recorded at Studio Awesome in LA and The Cutting Room in New York. Follow and listen to Say More with Dr. Sheila now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's wrong?